This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way. Happy holidays to all of you from us at Spilled Milk.
Happy holidays.
I'm Matthew.
And I'm Molly.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
Yes, my friends, the rumor you heard is true. We are doing two chocolate episodes in a row.
It's a back-to-back chocolate attack.
Wow.
I didn't prepare that line beforehand. I just came up with it.
I wish we had some sort of like a little promotional jingle, like the way that the radio station I used to listen to when I was growing up, when they would have block parties.
Uh-huh, sure.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I love the block party.
Oh, yeah. But they always had like some sort of a block party kind of voice.
It's so funny. Do you remember when they would do the block party weekends, like the way you would alternate between feeling totally elated when the first song in the block was by a band you really liked to feeling totally depressed when the first song was by a crappy band?
Yeah.
Are you with me here?
Yeah, I'm kind of
like,
with you.
You know, first song's by Led Zeppelin. Yay.
Right.
Supertramp. Boo. I mean, unless you like Supertramp, that's okay.
I mean, on the other hand, dark chocolate. Yay.
Hot chocolate. Yay.
Okay.
Wow. That was harmony.
Ooh, wow. Okay. So today's episode is hot chocolate.
Yeah. And we need some hot chocolate in our veins around here because it's like 38 degrees out there.
We are having a brisk fall here in Seattle.
So I have a question before we drink some. What's the difference between hot chocolate and hot cocoa?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm inclined to say that hot chocolate is made from actual chocolate that is often melted with milk or cream.
Okay.
Or half and half, depending on how you're feeling. Hot cocoa is made from cocoa.
Yeah, so like cocoa powder.
I mean, am I missing something here?
No, I don't think so. That I would tend to agree with that.
And I will say that you should never make someone hot cocoa when you've promised them hot chocolate.
Oh, what happens?
Oh.
Is it a fiasco?
So I remember being a kid, and as a kid, I grew up with Swiss Miss hot chocolate mix from a packet. That was what my parents always had around. And anyway, I remember it was a day off school or it was a weekend or something. I was sitting in somewhere in my parents' house reading a book.
This is vivid.
I'm a writer. I don't know if you can tell. Okay. I can tell amazing stories.
I was sitting somewhere, like, doing some stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, and my mom must have offered to make me hot chocolate. And so there I was, you know, in my mind's mouth. Imagining the flavor of Swiss Miss.
Right.
Which, even though it is powdery from a packet, tastes more like chocolate than cocoa.
Right.
And my mother, unbeknownst to me, was in the kitchen mixing some Hershey's cocoa into warm milk. And let me tell you, that does not taste the same as hot chocolate. I mean,
interesting.
I know it's kind of wrong to make a Swiss Miss hot cocoa comparison. Swiss Miss isn't exactly great hot chocolate, but
I like it.
I mean, I, from a packet, it's not bad.
No, I wish you had explained this thing about don't promise someone hot chocolate and give them hot cocoa earlier, because now I understand why women keep running tearfully from my apartment saying, he promised me hot chocolate.
Does Lori know about this?
Oh, did I say that out loud?
You did. Anyway.
Actually, it was her. She was the one crying.
Okay. Sorry, Lori. Anyway, hot cocoa is indeed a really different flavor from hot chocolate. And we're gonna talk about that today, because we're going to taste them side by side.
Yeah.
Right?
So should we do this? Should we go ahead and drink some hot chocolate and hot cocoa without promising ourselves anything that we can't deliver?
Yeah. And then let's reminisce a bit about our hot chocolate memories.
Okay. Let's as the chocolate infused steam wafts across our faces, we'll let our memories drift.
Okay. Oh, yes.
All right.
Here we are.
We got the what's a trifecta? Only two?
We've got the holy double.
Yeah.
Holy duo.
Yeah, the holy duo. The Holy Ghost retired. And now it's anyway. The holy duo. Okay, so we got my hot cocoa, uh-huh. which is made with Penzi's natural cocoa powder and sugar and whole milk. And I'm a real believer in using natural, as in not Dutch processed cocoa powder, for hot cocoa. I think you just get more chocolate flavor.
Okay. Well, let's taste this, and then we'll talk about mine, and then we'll just talk.
Slurp away.
Okay. Ooh. That is really nice. You know, I have to say, I mean, admittedly, Hershey's cocoa powder, which is what my mother used back in the day, is not nearly the quality of this that you've used. Mm-hmm. But what you've used actually tastes like hot chocolate to me, as opposed to hot cocoa. It doesn't have a strongly cocoa flavor.
I think we'll probably notice this when we taste the hot chocolate, but it does have sort of a, I don't want to say graininess, because that sounds so negative, but... You know, it's got that kind of throaty, powdery cocoa quality to it, at least a little bit.
Wow, I love that. So second up.
I'm really excited about this.
What we have here is the hot chocolate that I most like to make. I got the recipe from Dory Greenspan's wonderful cookbook, Paris Sweets. And the recipe originally comes from La Durée, which is... a tea salon in Paris that, I think it's kind of most famous for its macaroons, its Parisian macaroons.
Right. That's why I know the name.
Yeah. But anyway, they make this wonderful hot chocolate, and it is just dark chocolate. I use Scharfenberger 70%, whole milk, a little bit of sugar, and a little bit of water. And the key is once they're all melted together and nice and hot, you put an immersion blender in there, or you put the whole thing in the blender and blend it for about a minute till it's frothy.
So get a little air into it?
Yeah. Let's taste it.
Okay. Oh, man. That is so good. It's just the pure flavor of the chocolate
bar. It really is.
In liquid form.
What I really love about this, you know, it's not much thicker on the palate than your cocoa.
No, it's not. I like that, too.
It's just intensely chocolatey, but it doesn't give you the sweats.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's this macho hot chocolate thing at some places, like, you know, come try our hot chocolate.
You can stand a spoon up in it.
You can turn the bowl upside down. It'll f*** you up.
Did you ever go to places as a kid where they had milkshakes that they would deliver to the
yes.
table and hold them upside down over your head?
I totally did.
Was that like Harry Bears or something?
I have no idea what you're talking about, and I am so scared.
There was a place that, I don't know, it was in Texas or Kansas or something, somewhere near
Harry Bears?
Yeah. There was a restaurant called Harry Bears.
No, I used to go to Fuddruckers, but there's nothing funny about that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway. Harry Bears, Jesus. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that.
I mean, bears are supposed to be hairy, man. Jeez. Anyway. Let's get back to the macho hot chocolate.
Right. So I had this experience. Hey, I'm so excited. I get to start a story by saying, when I was in Paris, God, I hate us so much right now.
Me too.
Okay. When I was in Paris, I went to this place, Angelina, that was one of these famous kind of hairy bears. It's one of these famous psychotic hot chocolate places. Yeah. And I drank this this super thick, rich hot chocolate, and I went back to the hotel and like slept for 4 hours and wanted to die and didn't want to have dinner.
Yeah, I have always heard about that place. I've actually never gone, but I'll tell you the place where I had a similar experience, and that's City Bakery in New York.
Ah.
Whoa. They have like one of those hot chocolate churning fountain businesses there. And it really looks like it's so dark. It's like, let's not talk about what it looks like.
I was going to say the problem with those things is that the neighborhood pranksters are always coming by and dumping soap in them.
I don't think that really
No,
happens.
I don't either.
Anyway.
Right, sorry.
But anyway, I ordered my City Bakery hot chocolate, and they even put like a house-made marshmallow in the top. It's really a beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah.
But that will make you have hot flashes. It is so intense. And I, you know, I want my hot chocolate to be as chocolatey as the next hot chocolate.
Yeah.
But I don't want it to like lay waste to my insides.
Right. You don't want it to be like something you would get at the state fair.
A funnel cake hot chocolate?
Well, like you know, they're probably right now someone is working on deep fried hot chocolate for next year's state fair season.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm looking for.
No. So what I really love about this La Durée recipe via Dory Greenspan is that it's everything you want in a hot chocolate and nothing that you don't. Did I just get that from a car commercial? What happened?
It's definitely some commercial.
Anyway, I think it's really wonderful. We almost always have the ingredients around. There's nothing fussy or weird about it.
Yeah, it's much less sweet than mine. And like on the first sip, I thought it might not be sweet enough. But then as I acclimated to it, I think it's perfect.
It feels really nice in your mouth.
What I would like to see, maybe this would work, is for these gonzo hot chocolate places to serve their hot chocolate in like a shot glass or a sake cup or something. Because the first sip of it is really good. It's like by the third sip
incredible.
That you start to die.
Yeah.
Inside.
Agreed.
And outside. So, you know, if they would serve you, I would probably pay $5 or whatever it is for just a little teeny tiny taste of this incredibly intense hot chocolate. It's
maybe,
you know,
like
a bowl of it that'll kill you.
What about maybe an espresso cup size?
Yeah, I could live with that. I think
the one thing I want to add before I forget is that the very first time I had this La Durée hot chocolate, I was in Paris. Anyway, I was in Paris with my mother. This was when I was living with a host family there when I was in college. My mom came to visit, and we went to La Durée, and one of us ordered coffee and one of us ordered the hot chocolate. And I think it was my mom's idea to mix the two.
Wow.
And this hot chocolate to me is the perfect flavor and texture, consistency, all that to blend with coffee. And it is so delicious. So I don't know. I highly recommend if you're sitting around the tree, maybe make a pot of coffee, make some of this hot chocolate, sample a little of both, mix them together.
That sounds better. I assume this is better than any cafe mocha that you could buy at a commercial coffee place.
I think so. Should we say a few words about commercial hot cocoa mix? Are there any out there that you feel good about? Have you had any Swiss Miss lately?
Yeah, there is one that I really like. It is the Swiss Miss Dark Chocolate Sensation.
Wow, when I was drinking Swiss Miss, they didn't make specialized blends like that. I'm kind of excited to try it.
They made mini marshmallows.
But I never got that kind. My parents, for some reason, just bought like the Swiss Miss Original.
Those mini marshmallows are so cute.
Why don't we have mini marshmallows today?
I don't know.
I thought you said you were going to get mini marshmallows.
I didn't say that.
You said we were going to talk about mini marshmallows.
Well, that's not... I mean, there's a big difference between talking and eating.
Okay, let's talk about mini marshmallows.
I don't know. Maybe it would be too sad to talk about them when they're not here.
Do you like them in your hot chocolate?
Well, I was specifically talking about the little desiccated kind that you find in the packet of Swiss Miss when you get the mini marshmallow kind.
They're kind of like the marshmallows in Lucky Charms.
Yes, that's exactly what they're like. Mm-hmm. Well, what would happen if you took those Lucky Charms marshmallows and set them aside and then put them in your hot chocolate? I think it's a good idea.
I've really enjoyed drinking these hot chocolate cocos with you.
Me too. I can't stop. Do I have a hot chocolate mustache?
You don't.
Too bad. I did. I did use the term correctly, though.
You did.
The term hot chocolate mustache.
Yeah.
Oh my God, if there isn't an album called Hot Chocolate Mustache. I would listen to a rock block of that. Great. Yeah, we should definitely wrap this up. Find us online, spilledmilkpodcast.com, where you will find, this week, you'll find Matthew's recipe for hot cocoa and Molly's recipe for hot chocolate.
Mm.
So that's at spilledmilkpodcast.com. You can also find us at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast. Please like us.
Thanks for listening to Spilled Milk,
the show that's jetting off to Paris right after this episode just to piss you off.
Nice.
We should say our names.
Whoops. Hey, I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Amster Burton. That reminds me of the time that we went to Harry Bear's and you ordered a hot peanut butter and I ordered a hot cocoa and it was, never mind.
Hot peanut butter.
It's not a thing. We're going to cut that.
Life is a highway and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches, but there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.